AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the economy grew at a 2% pace between January and March. The outlook is clouded by the war in Iran. A key inflation gauge reached a three-year high. National Economic Council President Kevin Hassett says it's all tied to high gas prices.
Futures markets already are saying that this is a temporary phenomenon and prices are going to go down. But we think that we're more optimistic even than futures markets because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100. Percent right away.
Crude oil prices have moved lower. They were supposed to start Saturday, but Louisiana's congressional primaries have been suspended.
As a result of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the high court has struck down a majority black congressional district. Republican Governor Jeff Landry and Attorney General Liz Merle say that means that the state is prohibited from holding elections under the state's current U.S. House districts. Early voting had been scheduled to begin Saturday in advance of May 16th primaries. Landry and Merle say they will work with the legislature and state election officials to develop a plan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth appears before a Senate committee about the Iran war. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says yesterday before a House committee, Hegseth pointed out challenges from Democrats.
So I say to Hegseth, take a look in the mirror. Our greatest challenge in Iran is Donald Trump and Secretary Hegseth, and Americans know it. The war is unpopular. They blame Trump for it, of course. The greatest obstacle to peace is the incompetence of the Secretary of Defense and of the President of the United States.
Cole Allen, the man accused of trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Dinner with guns and knives and attempting to kill President Trump, has agreed to remain in jail for now while he awaits trial. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are gliding near their record highs on Wall Street following more whipsaw moves in crude oil prices. The S&P 500 was up 0.1% in the first hour of trading. The Dow added 573 points. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.6%. Strong profit reports from companies like Alphabet helped support the market. The parent company of Google and YouTube rose about 5%. Crude oil prices eased back a bit after soaring overnight, but they're still far above where they were before the war with Iran started. Treasury yields moved lower, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A teenager from France is facing charges in Singapore after posting a video of himself licking a straw from an orange juice vending machine and putting it back. Singapore strictly regulates public behavior and cleanliness. The teen could face 2 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.